Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 37 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 35 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 34 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 33 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Fog. 32 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 31 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Fog. 30 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Fog. 29 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Clear. 32 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Clear. 35 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Clear. 40 degrees.
NHWRO reconnected 7.2 to the hub per EC days. NHWRO clear.
Good morning. 1100 hours. Clear. 47 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Clear. 50 degrees.
Down that road before when you thought it was something, and it was one of your support equipment that was acting up.
Yeah, story of my life. I was checking out a bunch of old meters I got in a drawer. I got a tester that tests them, and it wouldn't work. I couldn't figure out why. Jeez. You know, you put the test meter, you make a series circuit with the milliammeter, the power supply, originally it was a 10K resistor, variable resistor, which I later changed to a 150, worked better, 150,000 ohms. And I wasn't getting any readings of that. What in the heck? I started tearing the circuit apart because I built it, you know. I thought I probably did something wrong. I'm messing with it, tried different things, worked on it for a day and a half, and it finally dawned on me that the DVM I was using, the current section was not working. Opened the battery compartment up, found a open fuse, replaced the fuse, and it worked fine. There was nothing wrong with the circuit. It was, without a milliammeter in line, you have an open circuit.
Yeah, I've been down that road before. Exact same situation. I found out that one of my very old digital meters that I use, if one of the fuses is blown, the resistance scale just kind of produces random numbers. It won't read a resistance. It'll just come up with something random. I don't really understand that, but I changed the bad circuit for 3 days before I figured out it was the meter, not the circuit. Can't see it away.
WB at ICU, yeah, great. I've done that before too. I worked for 30 years with the state police as a radio technician. I should have known better, but made those mistakes when I was working too. I was a lot younger then, because I retired in '02, so that's been a while. Yeah, this thing's working fine now. No problem at all. Yes, and also I found out that I didn't know. I turned the meter off, and I could still adjust for full scale. What the heck? Of course, I couldn't read it because I didn't have the meter on. Apparently, just the meter leads being across there completes the circuit whether you're on or not. Just doesn't tell you what it is. Of course, I can read it on the meter that I'm testing. That surprised me. I've always known that, the old for the ohm circuit. Everything else would work without it.
Yeah, my meters will do that.
I've used it for jumper wire a couple times. My meters are a couple of very old snap-ons from the 1980s. They were hand-me-downs from when my dad was alive. They're still my favorite meter. They're a Blue Point, but they're really simple. They're auto-ranging, which is really nice. So you just pick volts, stick the probe in the right spot, and it does everything else for you, which for day-to-day stuff is really nice.
Yeah, Snap-on may do stuff so mechanics could use it without having a whole lot of electronic experience. You've got to kick out of it. They never measure your current. They measure for a 12-volt draw. That just tells them there's current there somewhere. But ran across that when we was having a problem. Let me break for a minute. What I found out was we had a radio in Bridgeport in one of the cars, and they said it was draining the battery. So they sent it to the guy that does their work. Well, of course, he found it all bolt draw. That's the radio. And he said, yeah, it's a 12-volt draw. And we talked about 12-volt draw. And they found out what they were doing is checking for current draw. And I said, yeah, there's a 12-volt draw on those PA transistors when the radio's off or when the car's off. It's like 200 millivolts. You could leave it off for 6 months and it wouldn't drain the battery. So I finally took the car myself to Bay City, and I found out if the mercury switch was bad in the light that comes on when you open the hood. So that was on all the time. Well, you know, it's like a dome light. That'll run down the battery in a day.
It's easy to overlook the obvious when you're hunting for a problem you think exists. Oh, I'm just on my way to lunch. I found in electronic stuff, those basic snap-on meters are probably still my favorite ones. I have fancier ones, but for the most part, I don't need them. I've chased a few voltage drops over the years myself. In fact, when I first started driving my 1972 Monte Carlo, I had the same problem. It wouldn't charge the battery. It took a lot of tracking down until I discovered that there was a bad splice in the cable between the alternator and the battery. So while I was reading 14 volts at the back of the alternator, it wasn't making it to the battery. And I measured the voltage across the wire, and I was like, oh, wait a minute, this should be 14 volts across this wire. Finally tracked it down and replaced it. It's pretty fall colors out today. You can't see no white heat on them. Somewhere in 4th Street.
Yeah, WBAICU. Well, I like, you know, the Snap-on tools. I've never seen one of their meters. I know they have them. I see what they used to have as a diagnostic scope, as far as it goes. But they're all really, really good tools, but they cost a lot. I remember a surprise once I went to an auction. It was at a going out of business garage. I said, this is the first auction I've been to where the craftsmen are the cheap tooth. They have a lot of good Snap-on stuff there. had a Snap-on toolbox that the guy got it for $1,500. He said if you bought it new, it was over $6,000.
Oh, yeah. I've got a few Snap-on tools I bought off the truck over the years, man. Yeah, I paid dearly for them. I have since found other companies that offer better affordability. Quality, very similar to Snap-on, but a fraction of the price. Tecton was a company right out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. And their tool quality is very much that of Snap-on, but a third of the price.
Yeah, Proto is cheaper than Snap-on, too, and they're pretty good. Yeah, I've got three Simpson 260s, two in the basement, one in the garage. Got an old triplet in the basement. I've got four Fluke digital voltmeters. And I got three or four people that I bought more for the fact that they would read microamps and the other ones wouldn't. They'd only read milliamps.
I usually keep one of those Harbor Freight $3 VOMs in the truck just because if anything happens to it, I don't lose any sleep over it.
Oh, yeah, that's the same with me. I think I own about three aisles at Harbor Freight.
All right, sir. Well, I'm going to wander back over to the other repeater and see if anybody's there yet. Pleasure chatting with you. I'll holler at you later, maybe. DC to Whitey Mobile.
Again, 73. Good chatting with you. WMEIQ, sir.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Clear. 52 degrees.
This is KFAEDQ listening. Good afternoon.
KI-5,
yeah, Roger. I heard a KI-5 station out of the Guilford.
KI-5, yeah, is horrible.
I got a Saginaw. You weren't quite holding it. Would you mind coming back one more time? Yeah, Roger, that KI-5 station, you're not quite holding it.
Yeah, KI-5.
Drowned out by the static. I can just find you a different spot or something. This is KFAEDQ, and I'm listening.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Clear. 54 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Clear. 55 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Clear. 54 degrees.
Announcement again, I just linked the VHF in. Keep it up to there.
We'll call. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo, taking pre-net check-ins for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If you are listening via the Central Michigan Emergency Network, if you are listening via the Central Michigan Emergency Network link repeaters, UHF or VHF, you may also check in on this net. Please call CADREHB.
Net Control, this is Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec. Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec, Joe and Clinton Township, in and out.
Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec, in and out, Roger. Thanks for checking in. Thank you. Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo, standing by for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw County.
Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Roger, your ninth on the roster, out. Hotel Bravo, taking pre-net check-ins for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If you are listening via the Central Michigan Emergency Network, like your theater, UHF or VHF, you may also check in on this net. Please call KD8RHB.
Yes, sir. Whiskey Hill 8, you're a boss here. I'll be touched below. We're going to time again.
Whiskey Delta 8, Uniform Sierra Alpha, Roger. You're also loud and clear. You follow Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Foxtrot on the roster. Over.
Acknowledge. Over.
Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo.
Kilo Bravo 9 Indy Alpha Romeo, Roger. You follow Whiskey Delta Uniform Sierra Alpha on the roster. Thanks for checking in, Don. Out.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo, net control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. This net meets every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near its frequency of 3.32 kHz. Alternate frequencies are 5.346.5 and 7.232 kHz. These are the designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on EchoLink, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Occam in Michigan, including Aries, NCS, and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are encouraged and to take part in this net. This is ARRL section level net, and regular participants include your section officials, NTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo. My name is Trent, and I hold the position of District 5 Emergency Coordinator. From the pre-net group, I have the following staging work. Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November, November 8 Oscar Bravo Uniform, Whiskey Bravo 8 Tango Quebec Zulu, Kilo 8 Julia Bravo Delta, November 8 Whiskey Romeo Oscar, Kilo Bravo 8 Sierra Whiskey Romeo, Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec In and Out, Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Whiskey Delta 8 Uniform Sierra Alpha, and Kilo Bravo 9 India Alpha Romeo. These stations need not check in again. The other stations for the net, please call. KD8RHB.
KD8RHB, this is WD8AXB. No traffic, over.
Whiskey Delta 8 Alpha X-ray Bravo, roger. You're number 12 on the roster, out. Other stations, please call. KD8RHB. Any relays? Nothing heard. Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November, start us off.
Alright, good afternoon, Brett. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. Good afternoon to everybody out on the net. Brett, KD8RHC, thank you for taking that control this afternoon. Not a lot happening statewide since months, so that means it's time to put hours in. I've got a couple of computers here, so you help. Once a month, I refresh the list of ComEl's in case anybody snuck in there and got new recognition that I didn't know about. And then also, I've got to compile some hours for this net report. I've got that all put together. But then also my own personal hour roll. And it's dealing with that, the hour for the section for volunteer efforts. So anyway, other than that, it's a quiet week, and I hope everybody has a good one at home. The weather's going to be snow, I guess. It's moved into autumn, and so stay warm, stay safe, and stay healthy. This is Kilo 8. Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, back to
there. All right, very good, Matt. Good to hear you. Thanks for your comments. And yes, it is time to turn in hours. Thanks for the reminder. All right, next. November 8, Oscar Bravo Uniform. What are your comments, sir? N8OBU, you're up for comments. Alright, nothing heard. We'll come back. Whiskey Bravo 8, Tango Quebec Zulu. Mike Bled.
KD8RHC and Michigan Air PNC Net, WBTQZ up here in Rocky City. Well, not a lot to report on the PNC hunt. Personally, we're fairly well ready for winter. I went out and did the monthly test on the portable generator today, and that checked out well. The automatic unit, of course, tests itself once a week. But something that I enjoy doing a routine service on that earlier in the year, and I've also run into a problem with it on the tractor here lately. It involves almost particularly a lead acid battery. Sometimes thermal corrosion can be enough to take the starter out. So I've had to clean both of them up this year. If things aren't working, that's an easy one to check right up front. Anyway, that's about all I can pass on from here. Back to you, WBTQZ.
All right, very good. Thanks for your comments, Mike. Good to hear you. Loud and clear down here, downstate. So thanks for checking in. All right, we'll do the next station. Kilo Bravo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta. Or sorry, roger, correction. It's Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta. Then I'll take a standby. What are your comments, Jim?
All right, thank you, Steve, and everybody on the net. Happy Sunday. It's doing pretty good here. The name is Jim. I'm the ATRO, verify that all the winter goodies are ready to go. It's actually, you know, pretty quiet here. We're still burbling along with getting our troops IO up and functional there, so we'll continue to play with that over time. We did have our Washtenaw County Snow Emergency Council meeting. That's where we go through and all the associated parties review the plan for any sort of winter weather. And so that's all under our belt. So everybody should have a good idea of what's expected of them. Other than that, there's just not a whole heck of a lot going on, and that's good. When you start to get a little older, boring is good. Anyway, thanks very much for running the net, Brett. Appreciate that. I'll kick it back over to you. This is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta.
All right, very good, Jim. Thanks for checking in. All right, this is CD-RHB. Is there anyone that wants to check into this net or listening on the Central Michigan Emergency Network link repeaters, UHF or VHF, that wants to check in, please call CD-RHB.
Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Sierra Hotel, in and out.
All right, one more time, so the Kilo Echo 8 station, say again.
This is November 8, November Oscar Romeo, over.
November 8, November Oscar Romeo, roger, your number 13, follow Whiskey Delta 8, Alpha X-ray Bravo, out. The Kilo Echo 8 station, your call again, over.
Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Sierra Hotel, KE8WSH, in and out.
Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Sierra Hotel, roger, in and out. Thanks for checking in. Any other stations, please call.
KE8RRF.
Was that Kilo Echo 8, Romeo, Romeo Foxtrot, over?
That's Kilo Echo. Hey, Romeo, Romeo, Foxtrot.
Roger, Kilo Echo 8, Romeo, Romeo, Foxtrot. Got the edges of the roster. Any other station, please call.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo, Delta, Quebec, AF8, EQ, Mike, no traffic, in and out, please.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo, the last two, please.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo, Delta, Quebec, EDQ.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo, Deco, correction, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo, Delta, Quebec, in and out, roger, thanks for checking in. Other stations, please call. All right, we'll head back to the roster. Next for comments is November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar.
Well, thanks, Brett. This is Tim, N8WRO, on a VHF repeater from Mont Clemens. I am one of the AECs in Macomb County. Well, yesterday we had a work detail early in the AM, and about eight or so of our members reinstalled the Mont Clemens Winlink VHF-UHF gateway, along with the APRS Digipeter iGate station, and we're happy to get that work done prior to winter, of course. Thanks to our team, and a special thank you to Randy, WF5X. That's Whiskey Fox 5 X-ray. And as always, thanks to the control operator and all at Central Michigan that makes the link possible. This is N8WRO. Back to you, Brett.
N8WRO, Tim, thank you very much for your comment. That's really good news on your Winlink over there. So, good deal. Glad you guys
Next station, Kilo Bravo 8 Sierra, Whiskey Romeo, what's up? Evening, Brett, everybody on the net. I don't have a whole lot for the next night, so make sure to tweet back to you.
Linked up for us. Have a good evening. Next station, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Ron, go ahead.
This is KC8YVF, ECRO for Saginaw County. Not much going on, at least this week. We're going to be at some point breaking in a new 911 director. Our previous 911 director resigned a couple of weeks ago, so we have an interim that's in there right now. We're waiting to see what happens there, so that make sure that we are on board with whoever it might be. We do have a radio room that's located in 911 and want to make sure that we get off on the right foot with whoever the new director will be. We've always had a good working relationship with 911 and hope to keep it that way. Our last public service event is coming up in a couple of weeks on the 23rd, I think it is, or what is it here? 21st of November. This is our holiday in the heart of the city. This is something we've done for probably about 30 years for our radio club here in Saginaw. We send out Santagrams for the kids. So each of the kids come up, we'll get their name and city and a couple of toys that they want. And a friend of ours comes up from Illinois or Indiana every year and sends those messages via telegraph, regular than Morse code. He's an old telegraph person. He sends them up to a friend of his up into Fairbanks, Alaska. And from there, his friend up there sends the, prints out all of the information, all of the letters, the Santagrams that they that he gets, and puts them in a packet and sends it up to the City Council of North Pole, Alaska. So this is a really good event that we do this out in front of the Children's Zoo here in Saginaw, and it usually gets us 200 to 300 messages that get sent up to Fairbanks and then delivered up to the city council. So it's a fun event. We look forward to it every year, and we like to thank our friend that comes up and does the Morse code for us for that activity. So that's what I've got for Saginaw County. KC8YVF, back to Nat.
Very good, Ron. That's really awesome that you guys do that. So I bet those kids are really, I really look forward to that and get excited. So thanks again for doing that. All right, next station, Whiskey Delta 8, Uniform Sierra Alpha. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, good enough, Brett. I know you're right where you want to be, NCS, in the net, so good for you. Okay, good for you, a little better.
Other than that, quiet and I can't tell you how much going on.
and just like Jim there, it won't be safe that way. Thanks for taking up for that request. But we are going to give you a signal.
All right, very good, Joe. Good to hear you. Thanks for your comment. And to answer your question, you have it next week, Sunday, November 9th, is District 6 over.
Roger, Roger, again, I'll expect it. Over.
Roger, out. Next on the roster, Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo. Go ahead, Donnie.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. Not much going on here. We did parked on the air again yesterday. Had a great day. The band conditions were good. One plant there made over 300 contracts. That was a good day. Everybody's been readable so far. Thanks for doing that. That's not all I have. Well, that's what the tool to the RAP, the B9IAR.
All right, very good, Don. I know you enjoy the parks on the air, so good for you. Thanks for checking in. Glad you're doing well. Next station, Whiskey Delta 8, Alpha, X-ray Bravo. Charlie, you're up.
WDNAXP, Charlie in Kalamazoo County. Looks like we got a pretty good slate of District 5 chickens tonight, so that's good. Little by little, I've been plowing through a lot of the gear I keep in my SUV and getting it checked out and brought up to better use and safety and better coordination for grabbing in case I need it for that stuff that I store there. Now that we're moving into that cold weather season, we had some hard frost on the windshield this morning, so that should pretty much do in all of the less hardy plants and flowers around here. Still some leaves on the trees. Since we had a rather warm October for most of the time. And good to hear Mike from Rogers City. He had a really good signal that hasn't always been so for this summer, but boy, Mike had a good signal down here. And let's see, was there something else? Oh yeah, another reminder is we prepare our vehicles to do battle with the air, and that is to do a loading test, SFR test, whatever you want to call it, just to make sure that your antenna connections are clean, your antennas are tuned, and that the coax hasn't ragged from the summer. And, you know, hoping that your coax connections weren't chewed on by feral cats or squirrels that would like to hop around on our cars. So, with that, I will let you continue on there, Brett, and we'll see if we can have a District 5 meeting maybe before the end of the month. Back over to you from WDAXB, over.
All right, very good, Charlie. Thank you for your comments. Good to hear you here on the net. Good signal from you as well. Next station, November 8th, November Oscar Romeo. You're up, sir.
Hi, good evening, Brett, and everyone on the net. This is November 8th, November Oscar Romeo. In Houston, I'm in 5th District, Kalamazoo County. In Portage, Michigan. Finally back on the air after a tree took out my G5RV in June. So I'm happy to be able to talk to people again, and I'm so happy to be back on the air. I have to thank two people tonight who are on with us at WDAXB and KERF for helping me get the antenna back up. I am really pleased with that. So with that, I'll leave it. Send it back to you, Brett. This is N8NOR.
it sounds amazing here at my house. So, nice job. Good to hear you again. Next station is Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Romeo Foxtrot. Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Romeo Foxtrot, you're up for comment. Nothing heard. Go back to the top of the list. November 8, Oscar Bravo Uniform. Do you have any comments for the net? Over.
And I got to thank NOR.
Hey, it is Radio 10. 6472.
Good evening, 1800 hours, clear, 47 degrees.
N8FLK, can I get a signal check, please? Signal check.
Copy that, copy that.
SACW. Shit, I'm here with my ham friend Max, and I was telling him about the link for PeterNet on the east side of the state. Is there a website that explains the
not
different repeaters?
At all. The only ones I know is repeaterbook.com.
Appreciate it. So how many repeaters are on this net? Do you know? Four or five?
I could not tell you that. I do not know.
Go to waamac.org, and it should show you all the repeaters. That's the web page for the 147-200 in Mount Clemens, but they also show all the link Central Michigan repeaters in a window down below. This thing working? All righty. Just I'll be waiting. The gentleman that was asking about the link for Peter, get the information he was looking for.
Hours. Clear. 45 degrees. Good evening. 2000 hours. Clear. 45 degrees. Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 44 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, clear, 42 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, clear, 40 degrees.